Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Of course, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. We are so excited to have you joining us here today. Listen, we have another phenomenal show. I am tickled pink, as my auntie in Milledgeville, Georgia would say. I am highly honored. We have one of our most popular segments called Influential Women in Ministry, and you are not going to believe it, but I have Pastor Kimberly Ray that is stopping by the virtual studio. We're going to be chatting it up with her, and then we will move into our second segment. We are tickled pink as well to be talking to First Lady Sheena Hamilton. She is bringing a conference, a women's conference, to the city. It's called My Story, Your Story, God's Plan, Transform for Greater. We're going to tell you all about it. And listen, she has a guest preacher, Reverend Nikita Garris Watson. She can preach you upside down in some kind of way. She does it in like 5-inch stiletto heels. I don't know how she does it, but I ain't hating. And then we will wrap up the segment with one of our artist spotlights. We'll be talking to evangelist Veronica Morgan. I met her at the North Carolina Gospel Announcer Guild convention. She has a new project out called Glory in the Rainbow, and it chronicles her healing journey through stage 3 breast cancer. She is a survivor. So listen, we're going to jump right on into our first segment. Again, I am honored. I have high honor, high privilege to have in the virtual studio with me Pastor Kimberly Ray. You know her from the Word Network, a time of intercession on Monday nights. You know her from the annual prayer conference. You know her wonderful work in ministry with her siblings. But most of all, she has represented the kingdom well, and we want to feature her in this segment of Influential Women in Ministry. So, without further ado, Pastor Kimberly Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much, and God bless you, Sister Charvette.
Oh, thank you. All right, so let's jump right on in. Our listeners, I'm sure, would love to know how you started in ministry.
Well, the Lord is just, first of all, thank you so much for allowing me to have this time with you and your awesome listeners. I began ministering at the age of 19. I began sharing the word of the Lord. I received salvation at the age of 10, and I'm really, really in love with Jesus and really pursued the things of God. And my mom began training me, and we just took just hour upon hour upon hour studying the word of God and just getting the scripture just deep down in the very core of my existence as a young person.
Yeah.
And the word of God just came alive to me. And at the age of 19, people just started, you know, hearing me testify. And I literally, doors began to open for me to start preaching around the country. But I had an encounter with God. He really made me to know that my purpose was to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. And I knew down in my soul that's what God had called me to do. And the Lord just prepared the way for me to begin sharing the word of God.
Wow. What a legacy, certainly with your mother and just having that download from heaven through her. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor Ray was such an amazing person. She had a gift from God, but more than that, she was a praying mother, a woman of God that woke my sisters and I up early in the morning to seek the face of God together. And we would just gather around her bed and get down on our knees, and she would just let us one by one pray. Mother.
Wow. And we need more mothers like that. Would you not agree? We certainly need more.
Absolutely. We certainly do.
And so, knowing what you know now, looking back over your life in ministry and pastoring, what's something that you wish you had maybe captured earlier, or something that you look back now and say, gosh, I know this now. I wish I knew this a little bit earlier in ministry. Anything come to mind?
Well, the Lord has been so gracious to me. And, you know, one thing I do want to say that I thank God for, and I've learned over time, is that some of our mothers and those mothers in Zion that went before us. So many of them paved the way so that we would be able to minister the word of God. Of course, there was a time, I know, in the younger years when my mom was in ministry that it wasn't readily accepted that women were ministers and things like that. So
right.
I can honestly say that, you know, I just thank God for the price that so many of them paid even before we came on the scene so that we could share the word of God. And, you know, as a young minister, I just wish I had known even some of the struggles that they went through earlier in life. You know, I believe I would have been able to even apply better some of the knowledge and the information that I received. But I do thank God for the spirit of respect and honor that my mother taught me in reference to honoring men of God and honoring those who were in leadership, you know.
Yes.
And I just thank God for the respect. So to answer your question, I would say that I believe that if I had known more about the struggle of some of the women of God that had gone before us, I probably would have even appreciated more how God had opened so many doors for me.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so certainly there are women that are listening all over that are in leadership roles.
Yes.
They may be pastoring. They may they may be entrepreneurs or any type of leadership role. What would you say, what advice or guidance do you give to women in ministry?
I really believe that women are a very special group and that God has called us and we are the weaker vessel. And the advice that I would give to any woman of God that is in ministry is, number one, first of all, to really honor your leaders, your pastors, those who have been established over you, and walk in the spirit of submission and humility. And as you're obedient, then God begins to raise you up and open doors. You know, I've often told women of God, never try to force things to happen, but just
yeah.
get in your prayer closet and seek the face of God, lay out before the Lord in prayer, and he himself will open doors for you. People will call you. You won't have to call anybody. He just literally, he will pave a path for you. And I remember my mom teaching us that your gift will make room for you. So you never have to promote yourself. So I would suggest to those women of God that may be listening today that you don't have to be a promoter of yourself. Just wait on God, seek his face, and speak his word. And I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. Amen.
Amen. What great sound advice for all of us, for all of us, for all of us. If you just tuned in, hello, you're probably saying, who is that? That's Pastor Kimberly Ray. We are excited. She's hanging out with us here in our segment, Influential Women in Ministry. Listen, if you are in the capital city, if you are in surrounding counties, if you are in the state of Virginia, you can experience her preaching ministry. Yes, she is going to be with Superintendent Larry Miles and Lady Miles. They have a soul-winning empowerment family conference. And Pastor Kimberly Ray is the guest speaker for Monday, July 29th at 7 p.m., Fresh Anointing Cathedral. So definitely come in and be blessed. All right, so Pastor Kimberly, certainly prayer is a pillar, a
yes.
very evident pillar in your ministry, your life. How important is prayer to the believer's life and Christian walk?
Yes. You know, I believe that prayer is essential and it's vital. You know, the strength of God comes forth into the life of a believer through the power of prayer. And it's just such a wonderful thing to be able to communicate simply talking to God and then listening to hear his instructions. He teaches us to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he directs our path. But prayer is really the communication and the ability to express to God whatever is on our heart. You know, from the abundance
yeah.
of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you can just speak to God. To me, sis, it's an honor. It's a privilege. What a delight it is for me to just be able to speak to God, our God who is sovereign, our God who is holy, a righteous God, to just tell him whatever is on our hearts and know that he hears us. Oh, I just love
yeah.
that. He hears
yes.
us when we pray, and then he sends us answers to our prayers. And I'm just grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ also, who is seated at the on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. So I just thank God for the keys and the tools that have been provided to us as believers that we can pray. Sometimes we're praying prayers of petition or asking God for a request. And then there are times that we're praying in spiritual warfare where we're coming against the attack and the assault of the enemy and binding him up in the name of Jesus and all of his tactics and all of his works. And so, you know, again, there are different levels of prayer, petitions, supplications, warfare. All of these levels will help you to really be a solid soldier in the army of the Lord.
Amen. A solid soldier. Not one shaking in their boots, but a solid.
Right, right. No fear.
Yes, yes. So this is a perfect segue to talk about the 33rd annual.
Yes.
What a legacy. Tell us about the prayer conference, Prayer and Deliverance. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I first want to mention that it is the weekend of August 29th through September 1st. At the Lombard Weston Hotel in Lombard, Illinois. It is a prayer conference. And, you know, sometimes typically people who hear the word prayer conference will assume, well, maybe that's for just women. But our prayer conference is for intercessors, men and women, for people that want to be strengthened in the area of their prayer lives. And they want to know more about prayer, how to intercede for others, how to stand in the gap. But we will be having our prayer conference, and it's coming up. I'm telling you, I'm so incredibly excited because I have found, even through the people that are registering and coming and telling us that they're coming, that they've been watching our program, our television ministry, and they've been praying along with us and learning how to pray, learning how to stand in the gap for others. Not just that, sometimes prayer conferences, when you go to one of our conferences, you know, there are some people that have been delivered already, they're already free, but their prayer is, even me, Lord, let some drops fall on me. Lord, take me higher. Lord, give me a fresh anointing. Revive me, restore me, you know, renew my spirit. So whatever there is, whatever the need is, I believe that God will meet them if they'll just join us, my sisters and myself, along with our guest speakers. This year we have Apostle John Eckhart and the woman of God. Her name is Dr. Carolyn Showell.
Yes.
Also, my own sister, Jacqueline Denise Ray, will be ministering, and Bishop Herman Murray from the Dallas, Texas area will be speaking, and our psalmists this year are just absolutely phenomenal, and they are Jonathan Nelson, his twin brother, Jason Nelson, Kirby Brown, and also Timony Figueroa, who is known for, she's one of the background singers for the Kirk Carr Singers, as well as a former singer for the Love Fellowship Choir with Bishop Hezekiah Walker. So it's just going to be a powerful weekend. And I'm just telling you, just coming into the atmosphere where people are bombarding heaven and calling out to God, we have seen miraculous healings and great deliverance and freedom. I'm talking about soul freedom. I mean, mind, will, emotions, nothing shallow. It's not a surface conference, but it's one of those opportunities to really get a breakthrough in the spirit realm. And I would love to invite our listeners that are listening at this very moment. You can log on to AngieRayMinistries.com to get more information.
Wonderful, wonderful. Again, listeners, that's Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You definitely want to connect and make your way there. It promises every year to be so powerful. Even people that are get to view some of it either online or on by way of the TV. It's just power coming through those avenues as well.
Amen, amen. I'm thankful for the avenue of our telecast. We have been sharing on Monday night some of the prayer services that we've had. In fact, on tomorrow night or on the Monday that they may be viewing, that you can always see a program with sometimes prayer straight through. I met a wonderful lady yesterday, and she said, Pastor Kimberly, how do you do it? You prayed for the whole telecast. So sometimes the Holy Spirit just takes over, and we just begin to intercede. There's so much to pray for, so we would love to have our listeners to come and join us in prayer.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Listeners, there you have it, live from Pastor Kimberly Ray, the conference host. So you have the personal invitation and invite for you to come and join. You know, I just have to bring up your wonderful effective ministry with your sisters. You know, they have people say, you know, sibling, rivalry, or, you know, whatever. And I know you, everything is, you know, you might have your little, but it just seems like you all work so effectively. How do y'all make that happen?
Well, you know, and thank you for mentioning the sisters. I absolutely, positively adore all of them.
Yes.
But I can honestly tell you that when we were young girls, we were growing up, that our parents really put something, this constant theme that they just kept speaking into our lives as we were growing up, and they would tell us, you know, to stick together, you're stronger together. You know, that was like the central message that our parents just instilled in us. And then our mom, God used our mother to help develop the talents in each sister, and she helped us to learn how to stay in your lane, and you can still complement each other by doing what you are assigned to do, or what your purpose or your destiny is. You can do it. All of you can do what God has called you to do, and God will get the glory. And another thing she taught us as young girls, and I mean, when I say young, I mean 8 years old, 6 years old, she taught us that, you know, sisters love one another. You're never in competition. There's never jealousy. Jealousy is a cruel spirit. And she said usually jealousy is from people that really don't know who they are, and sometimes they desire what someone else has. So I can honestly say and praise God for just godly parents that they really instilled in each of us just a respect for one another. And we honestly do. And I know sometimes television can show one side and not show another side, but we honestly do love and respect each other a great deal. Our sister Tanya had to sing yesterday in Minnesota, and it just so happened that she had to get on a second flight instead of the flight she was originally planned to be on. And you would have thought we hadn't seen her in 2 weeks, because as soon as she walked in the church, we were doing a live shoot for the telecast. And she was like, Tanya! I was like, it just started. That was like yesterday or the day before. But really, we really genuinely love each other. And I can honestly say it's the love of Jesus Christ. All of us are saved and love God. And we just all made a commitment to continue the ministry of deliverance and prayer, and we really do love it.
I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And we see it, and, you know, sometimes, like you said, TV doesn't show everything, but it looks like, you know, not knowing a lot about you, it looks like, I said, that looks genuine, you know, to me, and I think people connect with you and connect with your genuineness. Those that may be listening and want to follow you on Twitter, can they follow you on Twitter?
Absolutely. I just love tweeting.
Yes.
And they can follow us at Pastor Kim Ray on Twitter. And also on Facebook, Pastor Kimberly Ray on Facebook, Kimberly L. Ray and Pastor Kimberly Ray. They can follow us at any time.
Great. And again, listeners, the main website, www.angierayministries.com. You can find out information about all of the conferences, the Word Network program, everything. You are also an author. I don't want to leave that out. So when do you find time to write?
Oh, my goodness. Between all of the preaching engagements and all of the, you know, the flights, et cetera, et cetera. But the Lord is so good. Something really wonderful is going to be coming out in the month of September. I'm sure you'll hear more about it, but Charisma Publishing has asked me to do a work with them, and it's going to be released very soon. But at this current time, I have two books that are currently out. One is called The Prevailing Prayers of the Bible, and it's just basically compiled prayers through the Scripture. I mean, you know, when you hear different individuals in the Word of God, you actually can see what they pray to God, which to me is just always so fascinating to listen. I mean, really read, what did Job say to God, you know? What did Hannah say when she was praying and asking God for a son? It's just all through the Scripture there are actual prayers of the Bible, so that's one of the books. And the second book is just called Relentless Faith. It's just talking about the having faith in God despite the challenges and the circumstances that we have to face on a daily basis. And just to remember that God has given us this faith, and we've got to be, you know, determined and relentless despite the opposition that we must face.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, certainly, we salute you here from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You are certainly an influential woman in ministry, and we thank you for representing us well.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. I just love Jesus, and I love speaking his word.
Amen, amen, amen. My last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Well, you know, the truth is I find strength in the Word of God. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I really do. I find hope. I find joy. And, you know, whenever I need just a moment of motivation or I just need the Lord to just speak to my spirit, if I just get a Bible, hallelujah, and
yes,
just turn to the Word of God, it just seems that there is something that lifts my spirit or gives me, you know, enormous joy. I think about a scripture that I was reading out of Isaiah that just talks about waiting on the Lord. And if we wait, we will mount up with wings as eagles and run and not be weary, walk and not faint. And I was studying about the eagle and how despite the tumultuous winds that blow, despite the storms, that the eagle, amen, is equipped to soar, and it's equipped to even use the tumultuous winds, the wind storms, and actually propel itself into a higher place of soaring. So, you know, I'm motivated by reading the scripture and reading the Word of God, and I just thank God that, you know, I'd say to all of your listeners today to just fall in love with Jesus and embrace the truth of the scripture, and I tell you, joy will overwhelm you.
Amen. Joy will overwhelm you. Thank you. Again, listeners, if you are in the capital city of Richmond, surrounding counties, or in the state of Virginia, you can experience the preaching ministry of Pastor Kimberly Ray on Monday night, July 29th at 7 p.m. right at Fresh Anointing Cathedral, again with Pastor Larry and Lady Miles, and they have a Soul Winners Empowerment Family Conference Monday, July 29th, Pastor Kimberly Ray, you have to come. You have to come bombard heaven with us. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to be there to meet you in person.
Oh, God bless you.
Yes,
well,
yes,
I can't wait,
yes.
And I believe God is going to meet us in a tremendous way. And also, one more thing I wanted to mention is that I am looking for 10,000 intercessors to join us on Twitter. You know, the Lord will just give me every now and then to send out a special prayer request and have the saints pray along so they can, again, follow us at Pastor Kim Ray on Twitter. If they are true, genuine intercessors that really love to pray, love God, I would love for you to be a part of this army that God is raising up. Amen. It's an army that's just assigned to break every chain.
Amen. And I did see that on your Twitter page. And listeners, she is actually managing her own Twitter account. So it is actually her. It's the real deal. Well, great. Well, thank you so much again. We certainly respect your time, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Well, thank you so much, and blessings and love upon every person who's under the sound of my voice. You be blessed.
Amen. All right, listeners, you don't want to go anywhere. We're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to our second segment featuring an event spotlight right here out of the capital city of Richmond. We're going to be talking to First Lady Sheena Hamilton. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
In the newly released book, I Didn't Know, by Yvette Allen Tatum, the many faces of child abuse, from the victims to the abusers, are exposed and brought to the forefront. Yvette believes the only tragedy greater than the actual crime of child abuse is the ignorance of the silence of the abuse. Pick up your copy of I Didn't Know by Yvette Allen Tatum online at YvetteAllen-Tatum.com. That's YvetteAllen-Tatum.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So exciting. The first segment with Pastor Kimberly Ray, she was so gracious and an awesome guest. So we love that. But listen, we are moving right into our next segment. I'm excited to have Minister Sheena Hamilton in the virtual studio with me. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room, so I'm sure she's enjoyed some virtual snacks in there. But she is the First Lady of Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship. She is in ministry with her husband, who is Pastor D. Kenneth Hamilton. And I'm telling you what, she is an outstanding lady. She has so many things that I could say about her. She plays a part in praise and worship, and she's an intercessor and an altar worker, and she oversees the youth and the women's ministry with her church, and she has an outstanding women's conference that's going to be taking place on Saturday, July 27th, and she's here to tell us all completely about it. I want you to put your hands together and welcome Lady Sheena Hamilton. Hello. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello. Thank you so much. This is so awesome.
Oh, we're glad to talk to you and have a chance to chat and just hear all about your women's conference. And I love the title, My Story, Your Story, God's Plan, Transform for Greater. Tell us how you came up with the theme.
Amen, amen. The theme is really, it's all God. And I just was seeking God as we were preparing for our conference. And when you think about it, we all have a story to tell, and we all have plans that we made along this life, but God had the greater plan. And
yeah.
So now, as we're walking as daughters of the King and we're walking on this journey, we find out that even that purpose has greater revelation and greater meaning. And so I just thought it was just so befitting of what God is saying to the kingdom, and especially to the women.
Yeah,
that there is a greater calling.
And you know what? I think that's really connects with people, because we all have a story. There isn't anyone that can say they don't have some kind of story.
That's right. And the thing
about our stories is
a lot of times that we feel sometimes isolated because maybe our stories didn't go the way that we intended or that we hoped for. But God still has a plan even in that. And so we want to bring the women together so that they could come to an understanding and a revelation of who they are in God.
All right, I love it. And it's going to be Saturday, July 27th, and it's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So you have a lot of stuff planned. So walk us through what will take place during the women's conference.
Oh, it is going to be tremendous. At Abundant, we always begin with intercessory prayer. We don't go into a meeting. We don't go into a service without going before God. We have an awesome intercessory team. Then after that, we're going to have a dynamite guest who's going to lead us into praise and worship. And I tell you, we have some wonderful surprises in store. We have some local sisters of the kingdom that are coming, and they're presenting their gifts. We have original poetry coming.
We have
testimonies of life transformation. We have a dynamic, oh, my goodness, you don't want to miss this fashion show. And we have models coming from all walks of life, from all the way from 8 years old all the way into their 60s, and they are going to blow your mind.
All right.
The waters of the King. Amen, amen. And that is going to be superb. And we're also going to do some other interactive things, because we're not just going to sit, but we're going to fellowship one with another, and we're going to get to know some of our sisters. And then we're going to have an awesome luncheon, awesome luncheon. This is something that we wanted to do. I have a lot of the women that are coming, and there are vendors that are coming. They are local people from Richmond.
Oh,
so
awesome.
The caterer is a local person. The vendors are local people. So they're Richmond's own, Richmond's finest. And so they will be there, and they will be presenting their products as well, and we want to support them. And then I'm telling you, we're going to have a psalmist that is going to set the preaching atmosphere.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. We have Pastor Nikita Garris Watson. She is just awesome in God's word, and she has a testimony that so many people will be blessed by.
Yes, and I said earlier, she can preach you upside down in like five or six-inch stiletto heels. And
that's
I said,
right.
I am not mad. She does it and does it with the anointing and pretty doing it.
Yes, and that's awesome. And that is awesome because she is very comfortable in who she is in God. And
yes,
we appreciate that in her. Yes.
So tell listeners, where will this be held?
This is going to be at Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, and our address is 3630 Williamsburg Road, right here in the heart of Richmond, and we're out by the airport.
All right, and it's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. As you mentioned, lunch is included, and registration is only $10 with a lunch included, so you can't beat that with a stick.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. We want to make it so that anyone and everyone can come. Amen. And anyone wants to see it anymore, they are welcome to do so. We don't want to stop anyone's blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
So how can people register? Can they register when they get there, or would you prefer that they register before they arrive?
They can do it right there at the door. We'll find we've made that process very easy, and it won't take but a few seconds. And then they can come on in and join the sisterhood and enjoy themselves for the afternoon. It is going to be well worth it.
I mean, I'm telling you, preaching, testimonies, praise dancers, fashion show, praise and worship, vendors and lunch. What a great way to, you know, do something productive with your time on a Saturday. What a great way to do that. And then fellowship with your sisters, right?
Exactly, exactly. And it's awesome. And that is one of the things that we work hard to do at Abundant with our women's ministry and just with the ministry as a whole. We try to spend that time fellowshipping together, because we go through life and so many times situations try to make you feel as though you're alone.
Yeah.
But God has given us brothers and sisters right here with us that can walk through with us. So that's one thing that we definitely want to promote.
I totally am in agreement with that, because most of the times when the enemy puts discouragement on people, then it is also to separate them. It says, well, nobody cares, nobody's thinking about you. And so coming to something like this will remind you how much God loves you, and that your fellow sisters love you as well.
Exactly, exactly correct. And the other thing that you think about is, when you're around the other saints and then you begin to hear their testimonies, their victories, even their valleys, you begin to understand that you're not the only one who's going through something. And so
yeah,
that kind of destroys the lie of the enemy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you say, wait a minute, he was lying. Well, wait a minute, he's a liar. I'm not supposed to believe liars anyway.
That's right, that's right.
And you know what else I like? I like that the name of your women's ministry is Women of Revelation. Tell us a little bit, about your women's ministry in general.
Amen. Our women's ministry, and we are, you're correct, the Women of Revelation. And what God has said to us is that as that we are becoming, we are constantly becoming. And as God, we spend more and more time with him, God begins to reveal himself to us all the more. And as he reveals to us, we then become aware of who we are in him. And so that's the revelation there, that God is an ongoing relationship. We're just not off and on, but it is an ongoing relationship. And God continues to reveal things to us. And if we join in with him and fellowship with him in relationship, we will find that he will give us the way out. He will give us he will give us the confidence. He will give everything that we need. He is a God of abundance. He is a God of more than enough. So the more we spend time with him, the more that he can reveal to us. And when you spend time with someone, you find that you can trust them. So when God finds he can trust us, he'll bless us with more and more. And knowledge is definitely power. So when we have the word of God down on the inside of us, then we are confident. in who we are. So that is a great part of a lot of fellowship time that we spend talking about who we are in God, who we are becoming in God, because there's levels and there's different destinations that we arrive on. And I think that a lot of times some people get themselves and they find their own ceiling, and that's not so in God. Growing, you keep going to the next level. You go to the next glory. You go to the next dimension. And so we want to nurture that. We want to encourage that among the women and God's people.
Outstanding. If you just tuned in, we say hello. We see you, those hanging out on the phone lines, those
hello.
That are tweeting us. Hey, those on Facebook. Thank you so much. We are chatting it up here with Minister Sheena Hamilton. She's the First Lady of Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship. Listen, Saturday, July 27th, you want to experience this Christian conference for women. It is called My Story, Your Story, God's Plan, Transform for Greater. Only $10, including lunch. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I'm telling you what, the guest preacher, Reverend Nikita Garris Watson, you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And as we said before, you can register when you get there, so you can register when you arrive. So, certainly you have had the opportunity as a First Lady, as a minister, I'm sure, to talk to women about all kinds of issues and things of that nature. What advice do you give to women in general that will help propel them to the next level? What do you say to women that may be struggling in that area?
I think one, it's very important that we acknowledge where we are, because that's where God can begin with us. And we acknowledge where we are, then you're aware of, this is my issue, this is my situation, and then you say, I have this, but God, I'm giving it to you. And
yeah.
Then you have to immerse yourself in the Word of God. You have to immerse yourself in the study of the Word of God and what God's Word says, because there's nothing that God doesn't have an answer to. There's nothing that God doesn't have the remedy to. And so when you begin to do that, you acknowledge where you are. You can't worry about where anyone else is. You have to take care of yourself at that point.
Yeah.
You have to know where you are and know that God is big enough, he's bad enough, he's more than capable to handle any situation and handle you. We're a big cookie, and we do a lot of damage to ourselves, but when we acknowledge where we are, it is also an humbling process, because you realize that you don't have all the answers and you need to turn to him who has the answers.
Oh,
and then you immerse yourself in the Word of God, I'm telling you, answers will begin to unfold.
You all need to tweet that. God, there is nothing that God does not have an answer to. You need to tweet that, Facebook that, Instagram that, and make sure you give Minister Sheena Hamilton the credit. There is nothing that God does not have an answer to. That is good. That's good right there. So let me tell us a little bit about your church in general. When do you have services, your service times, and all of that?
Oh, we have awesome service every Sunday morning. We start off with intercessory prayer. We do have a discipleship class, which some people call Sunday school, and it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Interactive. You can go back and forth and exchange questions and get some more information about the Word of God and discuss it. Then we go into praise and worship. Every Sunday morning we're there at 11 o'clock at 3630 Williamsburg Road. And I tell you, we just allow God to have his way.
Amen.
We have an awesome pastor and Pastor Deacon of Hamilton. I mean, he speaks truly from the heart of God, and he is so passionate about God's people. There is just an awesome move of God in the Sunday mornings, and even on Wednesday evenings, we're there at every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we are there for discipleship. We have a youth class, we have a teen class, and we have adult classes. So there's room for everyone. And it is a time where you can actually dialogue one with each other. A lot of classes, you go to, you sit
oh, great.
And hear a lecture, but no, we talk, we dive in, we dig in, we ask questions. And it is just a wonderful, wonderful fellowship.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. That's awesome. Great, great welcome there for you listeners if you're in the area. Again, give them the address for the church.
All right. 3630 Williamsburg Road, Richmond, Virginia, 23231 is the zip code if you want to MapQuest us. We are there in the east end of Richmond near the airport.
All right. And again, you want to definitely check out the Christian Conference for Women. That is Saturday, July 27th. My story, your story, God's plan, transformed for greater. All right. So my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, definitely the Word of God. When you find those scriptures, I have some anchor scriptures, and one of them is that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that works in you. When you have those anchor scriptures, there's nothing that can move you, no matter how much you feel like your back is against the wall or how many things you think have gone wrong, that God
yeah.
has a greater plan. And then you can throw in there that all things work together for the good of them who love God and called according to his purpose. You've got to have some anchor scriptures that you keep in your pocket, you keep it on your hip, you keep it all the time on your lips, because they will rescue you.
Oh, and we used to sing, make sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Solid rock, yes, ma'am.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, it has been a delight and honor to feature you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and certainly we wish you much continued success with the Women of Revelation and all your future events as they continue to grow and bless the community and bless the women in general. And we thank you so much again for stopping by.
Thank you. You're an awesome blessing to the Richmond community. We love and appreciate you.
Oh,
thank
you so much. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to a very quick commercial break, and we will be back with our next segment. We're going to be talking to evangelists. Oh, my goodness, Veronica Morgan, she is a cancer survivor, survived stage 3 cancer, lived to tell about it and sing of God's glory. We're going to hear about her singing ministry and all that good stuff, so you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown and International Christian Ministries Incorporated presents the 21st Annual Holy Convocation, August 1st through the 3rd, 2013. Hosted at the Marriott Richmond West, 4240 Dominion Boulevard. Register online at www.convocationicm.com. Enjoy worship services, concerts, and youth services. Our speakers include Bishop Dr. A.D. Hyman, Bishop Eric Figueroa, and Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. We are excited to honor Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown on Founders Day, Friday, August 2nd, 2013. The 21st Annual Holy Convocation will also feature free health screenings, the Torchbearer Awards, and Official Day. Join us August 1st through 3rd, 2013, as we convene at the Marriott Richmond West. Make your hotel reservations today. Visit www.convocationicm.com. Kingdom people, we win.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back again. We're so excited to have all of our listeners all on the phone lines and on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you so much for listening in every week. We are excited to have you here. Again, I'm the host, Charvette Mitchell. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide. Well, make sure you follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. And, of course, connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. All right, so we're moving right on into our artist spotlight. I am delighted to be bringing to the mic Veronica Morgan. She has a debut album out called Glory in the Rainbow, and it is her story of her journey and her healing of stage 3 breast cancer. And I'm telling you what, like I said, she lived to tell it. She lived to sing about it. She's also a 2012 North Carolina GAG Prestige Award nominee for Female Vocalist of the Year, 2013 Down East Awards nominee for Best Singer and Most Inspirational, 2013 Down East Award recipient for the Fight Like a Girl Award. I like that. And many more things that I could add. But most importantly, her primary focus is to spread the gospel of hope to the world. And she's been hanging out in the virtual green room. And so I'm going to be bringing evangelist Veronica Morgan to the mic. Excited to have her here on the show. Welcome, Evangelist Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Charvette. And it is so great to be on your radio show and to have this opportunity to tell my story of hope and encouragement to others. And
yes.
Veronica, okay?
Okay, I can say Veronica, okay. I want to give honor where honor, where honor is due. So, you know, it was so great because we connected in person at the North Carolina Gospel Announcers Guild Convention. So big shout out to Bishop Arvetra Jones. So we had a chance to talk and actually have lunch and just got to meet you. And so I'd love for you to share your testimony with the audience. I know it probably would take, we could go on for hours. But as much as you can share with the audience of your testimony.
Yes. Yes, Charvette. My journey began in December 2006 when I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer on the left, and I later went on to have a left mastectomy. Wanted to have reconstruction surgery that same day, but found out that I had 11 lymph nodes that were positive, and they were removed, and so I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. Went through my treatment and of chemotherapy. I opt not to have radiation. That was my decision, but it was definitely a mode of treatment that was recommended by my physician. I am also a registered nurse, and so I did a lot of research, and I decided to just do the chemotherapy and then trust God for the rest. And
my
today,
God.
I am 6 years and counting, cancer-free. Praise God for that.
Amen. He is a healer.
Yes, he is. He is definitely a healer. On this journey, I tell cancer affects not only you but those that surround you, especially your family and your friends and your community. And also your finances. I found myself many times without being out of work for almost a year and a half and having to struggle financially. But I thank God for those that came in and all the agencies that I was able to tap into and connect to get resources.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we thank God certainly for your living witness of his power. And now we fast forward. You have a project out. Tell us about your singing ministry.
Yes. My debut album, Glory in the Rainbow Bowl, was really birthed in 2011. And I wanted to share my story, my journey. And so you have a lot of dialogue on the CD when you, there's a reenactment of the doctor telling me that I'm diagnosed with cancer. And then the songs that you hear are from the heart. They, at night, during the day, I will try to act as if I'm okay and not die. But then at night, I would shed tears. And then God would send angels, camp of angels around about my head. And I could hear music in the air. And later on, the Lord took that music and added lyrics to that music. And now you have it, the debut album, Glory in the Rainbow.
My God, certainly great for anyone that needs healing, prophetic. Any, you know, if God prophetically gave you that melody and the words to it, my God, it's definitely got to be a blessing. And we are going to let listeners hear one of your tracks, your singles, Only Believe. So, listeners, we're going to let you hear. We're going to let you hear that. So, what has it been like out promoting? Certainly your music, and then being able to share your testimony with people, what has that been like?
It's been wonderful. I started from, it just escalated because I went on a cruise to celebrate in 5 years cancer-free, and there was a national artist, Gerald Hinton, that gave me the opportunity to sing center stage on that Princess Cruise line.
Wow.
I'll tell you, I was so excited, and that God had opened that opportunity. And I was nervous. Of course I was. I was thinking,
right.
Oh, my God. but God opened that door, and when I sang, and after I sang, and I heard a woman, she was running down. She said, "We heard your voice." We ran down to the auditorium.
Wow.
And it affected my soul, and I never felt the presence of Jesus as in years as I felt today. And so that's when I knew that this is a journey. This is the time to start my walk and my purpose in Christ, singing through songs, healing others through ministry and music ministry at that. I'm an evangelist also, but preaching the word, but I love also combining the two. And even when David played the harp.
Yes.
Took the devil out of Saul, just the playing of the melody. Can you imagine how powerful the words of God as it has been sung through melody and the lyrics that are very strong that can move and tear down and deliver and set free?
Amen. There is power in the word and in the music ministry. There is power. There is power. Certainly you've had, I named a few of the recognitions you've received, nominations. So that's always a good feeling to be recognized for your music ministry. How can people purchase your product?
You can actually go online. Right now we have a few physical copies in the Wilson area at the Vineyard Bookstore, but most of the music is online at CD Baby, ReverNation.com, and with iTunes and Amazon. And also, you can go to my direct website, which is www.singerveronica.com, and you can VeronicaMorgan.com, SingerVeronicaMorgan.com, and you can Twitter me at Twitter, VM Singer. So I'm on Facebook. I'm trying to get into this social network.
You're doing good. and listen, you have your daughter. We want to give your daughter a big shout out as well.
Yes. Vanessa is my daughter as well as my manager, and she's here with me. And I'm so excited to have her because she's been very instrumental in helping with the doors being open and adding people. And, you know, she's a tough manager, too. That's because she doesn't let me off the hook.
You know, I could see my mom saying something like that, too.
You know, and, you know, people, Chevette, people ask me, how do you get that, that's the top, the theme, Glory in the Rainbow? And I went on a retreat, and I wanted to ask God, what do you want me to say? And he took me to Ezekiel, the first chapter and 28th verse, and he said about there was an appearance of a bow and a cloud on the day of rain, but the brightness around that throne was as the glory of God around the throne of God. And I began to think, through our rain, through our trials, our tribulation, if we could look around the rainbow and see the colors and see the brightness and see God through that God is going to deliver us. from that rainy day. And so I came up with that glory in the rainbow.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, listeners, again, you can pick it up anywhere music is sold. Veronica Morgan, you can go to her main website, www.singerveronicamorgan.com. I have Facebooked her, tweeted her. So if you're like, I can't find it, I don't know what I'm doing, just go to my stuff and you can find her.
Awesome. Yes. We would love to.
Absolutely. And, do you have any events that you want to shout out?
Well, I wanted to shout really in August, on August the 4th, I'll be going to Wilmington to sing. Every month there's a yacht that they have different people to come and sing, and so I'll be singing there. And in September, I'll be going to Greenville. Also, be going back to Virginia the weekend of, I think it was the 22nd, back to Virginia to minister on Saturday night and sing. But I have to get that information to you, and you can visit my website because that's not in the final stages as of yet. So,
okay.
But I also want to capitalize on Only Believe is the new single release of my new second CD, which I call Celebrating Life. And I tell people, if I ask them, what do I want you to remember, is that many people tell me I'm not age appropriate because I'm middle age, or maybe my daughter, maybe my granddaughter should be out ministering. And I tell them, you know what I tell them? I'm just celebrating life. And if that life can give hope and encouragement to others, that's all I want. And whether I reach fame or fortune, I'm doing the will of God.
The will of God. Well, I think that's a perfect segue to take the show out with your new single, Only Believe. Miss Veronica Morgan, it's been great chatting with you, and certainly we'll stay connected on Facebook and Twitter.
Thank you so much, Yvette.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, you are welcome. Here we go, listeners. Only Believe by Veronica Morgan.
God is able to do the impossible.
listeners, that's going to be a wrap for this week. I'm telling you what an awesome show. Starting the top of the hour out, talking to Pastor Kimberly Ray, loved her spirit and what she had to share with the listeners. Then we moved into our event spotlight with Minister First Lady Sheena Hamilton. Check out her women's conferences coming Saturday. And then we ended up with Evangelist Veronica Morgan. Check out her project. Check out her website, www.singerveronicamorgan.com. So guess what? Until we meet again, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.